You are now tuning in to Spirituality Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. LaTanya Moore. This is the place where we cover all things related to your spiritual maturity. I'm talking topics, experiences, and application. It's also the place where you can receive practical tips to strengthen your relationship with God. Hashtag practical. So let's not waste any time. Let's jump right in to today's episode. Hey, hey, welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to Spirituality, y'all. Listen, we jumped right into season two and we just took off with this thing, okay? We just ended a gifted series and we are moving now into something even deeper. Remember, God said we were going deeper. We are building and strengthening our relationship with God, and the first season really set the foundation for that. But season two, we going deeper. Go get your shovel because we're digging. Okay. Listen, I want to say welcome. Is this your first time here? Welcome to Spirituality. Listen, grab your coffee, grab your tea, have a seat at the table because we are going to jump right into the topic for today. I do want to take a moment to really acknowledge that there is so much happening in our world. There is so much happening in America. And I don't want you to allow the breach that happened at the Capitol to really breach your hope and trust in God. I know it's so much going on, but I want to remind you that God is still in control. He has a divine plan for this entire thing, and God is really exposing some things and restoring some things right now. So stand on His word. I don't know if God has given you a scripture to stand on during this time, but I just want to say that He has given me my favorite scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6. And it just reads, you know, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not until thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. Listen, I don't know about you, but now is definitely a time where we have to trust that He has this thing all under control. All right. Because we're trusting and because we know we still have work to do, this episode is all about intercession. What does it mean to unlock the intercessor in you? What does interceding even mean to you? And so if there was ever a time to intercede, baby, the time is now. Okay. The time is now. So what is intercession? Intercession is the act of praying on behalf of someone else, right? On behalf of others. So you are interceding for someone else. I didn't even know what interceding was until people randomly started popping up in my mind and I was given instructions from God. And I was like, okay, what's happening? It's like God was just taking me on this little journey and He would download someone into my spirit and have me pray, like something very specific. And I had no idea what was going on. So I shot on over to my girl, Google, you know, that's still my girl. She was my first girl for a while. Now the Bible has replaced Google. And Strong's Concordance, because I go there a lot. But let me just say, I went over and I really literally started researching, like, you know, what's happening when God is placing someone in your spirit or placing someone on your mind and with specific things to pray for. And so that's when I discovered the word intercession and just started, you know, doing some research on intercession overall. So we know that we are all called to pray, right? We are called to pray for other people, but an intercessor has specific groups of people, specific issues, causes, you know, that are really pressed upon their hearts to pray for. And intercession, you know, really requires that you know your sphere of influence as well. You could be called to pray for anyone, like you can pray for anyone, but I want you to know that your sphere of influence is really, really important. So sometimes, you know, someone might be talking to me and they're talking about a friend and then that thing gets heavy on my heart. I'm like, oh man, I'm sorry your friend is going through that. And then I'm thinking, okay, well, let me just pray for this person, right? And so sometimes God shows me like, wait, this is not your assignment to take on. Okay. This is not your assignment to take on. And so, you know, it's okay for you to pray for them, but you're not going to take it on at the same level of the person you're talking to because they're in that person's sphere of influence. And so I'll say, you know, as you think about your spirit influence, like who are the people who are connected to you? What are the issues that they have? Those are the people that you should definitely be praying for. Again, you should be praying for everybody, but those people, you know, for them, those people you go in for, you pray for them, you fast for them. And I bet you, you don't have to tell them anything. You don't have to tell them what you're doing, right? You're going to see some differences in their lives as a result of your prayers. And so if there is someone around you who is experiencing something or, you know, let's just say depression or having issues in their lives in a specific area, get on your knees and pray for that person who is in your sphere of influence. You have power and you have control and authority in the spirit realm for that person. This goes back to that Unlock Your Power episode, you know, when we really talked about pulling down heavenly resources on your behalf and on the behalf of others. You can do that. You have the power to do that. All right. So think about that sphere of influence, those people who are in your circle, the people that you are connected to. And honestly, these are the people that you should be going in for. Okay. In, like, you know, not just a little fly by night prayer. Lord, I thank you for this person. Or I thank you for, you know, their life. No, going in for very specific and discreet issues that you know about. Okay. So I wanted to deepen my knowledge of intercession because I knew that I was called to intercede because God was showing me different places and spaces and territories and people. And so I took a course on intercession. And one of the things that I learned first is that interceding is heart work. I'll say that again. Interceding is heart work. Your heart got to be pure. Okay. You can't come from an empty place and you can't come from a place of grudges and unforgiveness and all of that and think that you're going to pray down heaven for somebody. It ain't working. Your heart has to be right. One of the things that he said was that, listen, you got to pray for this unforgiveness that's in your heart. Okay. And one of the things that he had us do was pray for our enemy first. For 7 days, a morning prayer for at least 30 minutes and a night prayer for at least 30 minutes. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, that was the longest 7 days to pray for someone that you do not like. But when I tell you, I came out of that thing so much more free and cleansed and just feeling lighter and knowing that the person that I had prayed for was about to be blessed. The stuff I pray into this person's life. Can't wait to see the manifestation of it. I don't know who needs to hear this, but the person that you're talking about, you should be praying about. I know it's kind of hard to hear, but let me just tell you that thing right there, anything that is causing you a pain point should be your prayer point. And we got to learn how to stop fighting things in the flesh. Words and words and words back and forth is not going to help the situation. You got to start attacking the spirit. What is the spirit in that person doing? Or maybe it's the spirit in you. Listen, we have got to tackle this thing, okay? We have to get to a place where we are praying about things. Have you prayed about it? I'm literally recording in the shirt from season one that says, have you prayed about it? And this has been my theme for a while because we talk about things instead of praying about things. And, you know, that's just real interesting to me. Okay. Because I serve a God who wants us to pray about things, right? So do you have an issue that's pressed upon your heart? What system of the world has God called you to? These are all things that you should be thinking about as it relates to intercession. Every system of the world, whether it's government or mental health or music or healthcare or arts or every industry is an industry that God controls. And so he has assigned those industries to intercessors. I learned about 12 types of intercessors, and I want to run through them really quickly so that you can identify yourself. What type of intercessor are you? And I'll give a short line about each one. So first, there's the issues intercessor. These are people who have burdens about issues, right? The Lord has burdened them with things like voting or injustice or minorities or things of that nature. Issues intercessors. The second type of intercessor is a hinge intercessor. These intercessors are able to open and close doors in the spirit realm, right? It's like hinges on doors, right? So they're hinge intercessors. They have the ability to open and close doors. The third type is a list intercessor. Are you a very structured person? You keep a prayer list. There are people on the list. These intercessors are very structured and ordered, and they pray according to lists and things of that nature. The fourth type is a personal intercessor. Personal intercessors are people who just really live in the presence of God, but they are on assignment to pray for specific people, right? Like literally they have specific people and things, they get intel from God about a person. And so they begin to pray in that way. The fifth type is a people group intercessor. So maybe God has placed, you know, women on your heart, or people with diabetes on your heart, or people from a certain country on your heart, people groups, right? This type of intercessor prays for people groups. All right. Then there is a soul intercessor. A soul intercessor is someone who is really, really concerned about salvation and redemption. These intercessors are like, listen, we about to get everybody about to be saved. Okay. They want everybody to be saved. The seventh type of intercessor is a government intercessor. These are people who are really not just concerned with politics and things of that nature, but other governmental, you know, entities. So the church, you know, that is also like the way that it works is, you know, governmental. Then there are financial intercessors. This is the eighth type of intercessor, financial intercessor. These are the people who pray about finances. Y'all, go get you a financial intercessor because I need one right now. The financial intercessors can pull down heavenly resources as it relates to finances. Is that you? Do you feel a burden on your heart to really pray about financial issues and things of that nature? Then there is the worship intercessor, number nine. Worship intercessors are those who sing songs of praise and, you know, usher in God's presence through song and worship and things of that nature. Their faith is just like unwavering. Okay. Then there is a warfare intercessor. The warfare intercessor is someone who, listen, this person is ready for battle. These intercessors are ready. They like fight off demonic spirits and principalities. They're always like fighting for victims and things of that nature. Listen, they go hard. Okay. All right. And then there is a research intercessor. Research intercessors are ones who, you know, really collect a lot of information on like strongholds and spirits, and they like to gather research before they go into prayer, right? And these people are the ones who are praying like prayer files and things of that nature. They have like everything, all the information they need before they go into prayer and intercession. Then there is the prophetic intercessor. Listen, this type of intercessor, the prophetic intercessor, is one who prays the heart of God because God has given them symbols and vision, and God really trusts them to move that thing forward, to pull down those heavenly resources, right? And so God has given them intel. So that 12th type is the prophetic intercessor. Do you identify with either of these types? You have the issues intercessor, the hinge intercessor, the list intercessor, the personal intercessor, the people group intercessor, the soul intercessor, the governmental intercessor, the financial intercessor, the worship intercessor, the warfare intercessor, the research intercessor, and the prophetic intercessor. Again, those are 12 types of intercession or intercessors that I learned from my intercessors class. I can identify with so many of those groups, and I hope you can identify with, you know, at least one or two of those groups as well. The whole thing here is that we are supposed to intercede. And God has often assigned us with a specific group or a specific issue for us to pray for. And we want to make sure that we're in a place where we're doing our assignments, where we're on assignment based on what God has asked and told us to do. So I am so ready to bring on a powerful intercessor. And I love the fact that she just, listen, there are no, ain't no shame in her game. Okay. She is out here doing the will of God and the work of God. And she goes forward doing so without any apologies. Okay. So let's go on to the E. Let's hear this experience. Jonetta Prendergast is a bold speaker and gifted prayer warrior with a heart for Christ and an eye for beauty. Not only is she an ordained minister who spends a lot of her time edifying God's people, but she's also a professional makeup artist who gives women a confidence boost with her decades worth of industry experience. Even though perfecting outward beauty may be her profession, as the founder of Jonetta Prendergast Ministries, Jonetta fully understands the importance of knowing your identity in Christ above all else. Jonetta is also a mother of five and a wife who takes joy in making sure her family is okay. So Jonetta, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, how are you?
I am so, so good. Listen, I'm so happy to have you on. As I just prayed and planned, you know, about what God wanted me to share during this season, God brought up intercession. And I thought, I know the perfect person to talk about intercession. And it's so interesting because when he gave me your name and I went over, you know, just to refamiliarize myself with your page and everything you were doing. Why was it? I think it was either the same day or like the day after you had just released the intercession shirt, intercessor shirt. I was like, okay, Lord, you can't be any more clear than this. Yes, I love the way he works. So today we are talking about all things intercession, you know, what it means to intercede and helping people to understand this concept. Because a lot of people don't know, to be honest. And so, you know, we're all about, you know, really teaching some practical tips over here at Spirituality. So we're going to jump right in.
Let's do it.
All right. So how would you define intercession or interceding or being an intercessor? How would you define it?
Well, first, I would say this. You are definitely on, Latonya. You said that a lot of people don't know about intercession. Me, I grew up in a Baptist church. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't think it now, by the way, I am now, but I actually grew up in a Baptist church and I didn't hear about intercession until I was in like my mid 20s. I had no idea, you know, because in a Baptist church, you get called a prayer warrior, not an intercessor. And so it wasn't until I really came into what fivefold ministry was and until I really came into the whole totality of what the gospel was and what it stood for that I understood intercession. And one of the things that God actually called me to was intercession. And my apostle was like, well, daughter, you're an intercessor. I'm like, what is that? Like, I'm thinking it's something bad because I had no understanding of what it was. He's like, no, you don't know what an intercessor is? And I said, no. And the first thing he shared with me is that's what Jesus does at the right hand of God. Ooh. That he makes intercession on behalf of mankind. And so if I just put it into layman terms, what an intercessor is, it is a person who has been granted access to the Father to pray on behalf of other people. Our motives are pure. We don't have any ulterior motives. We're praying the will of God because we have the heart of God. Yes. And you actually lay down your own will, your own desires to see the will of God be made manifest, not only in the lives of people you know, but people that you don't know. You're praying for, you know, injustices to be served, for people to be healed, for people to be delivered. We're praying against, you know, generational curses, battles that are facing, all types of things. And then we have, and I call it intercessors, every person I talk to who says that they're an intercessor or they're part of an intercessory prayer team or they think that God's calling them to intercession, I say, well, you know, I said, I consider intercessors to be special ops.
Ooh, you know, that's good.
Think about how God has created us and how he has ordained the kingdom of God to be, you have different people in different fields of ministry to reach everybody. And I say that intercessors, we are special ops. We are behind the scenes. People don't know us. We blend in. We look like everyday, ordinary people. But when something takes place, and Jesus said, well, some things come by prayer and fasting. He calls on the intercessors. And here we go, the intercessors. We put on our all black. We put on our camo, our flies. We got our soap. We like long ranges. We in the cut, and we ready. Okay, God, what's the target? And we shooting. And every time we shoot, we hitting that target, and that target got to fall.
That's so good. That is so good. My gosh, we're in special ops. I love the way that you really define intercession too, because I always say it's like the ability to pull down heavenly resources on someone else's behalf. And also agree that some people don't know, because I was 30 when I was like, oh, God is calling me to pray for people. And it's just not like a normal prayer.
This is not a normal prayer.
I'm breaking things and stuff is happening. I'm moving stuff, you know, and having visions. And I thought, oh, wow. I literally had to start researching what intercession was.
Yeah, because, you know, the Bible says everybody, like, let's not get it twisted. Like, everybody is supposed to pray. The Bible tells us that all men are supposed to pray without ceasing. But the Bible says that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And not only that, when you said pulling out heavenly resources, that is true. That's what intercessions do. God has given us the ability and the capacity to go into the heavenly realm, because we have to understand that we are tripart. We are soul, body, and spirit. So the spirit part of us actually goes in the spirit and travails on the behalf of that person. And like you're saying, we're not praying the prayers like, oh, well, God bless him with a job, Lord help him with the attitude. No, you're combating against principalities.
Ooh, come on.
That have been there, you're combating against generational curses and word curses. You're combating against things, not even just in the people, but in a certain particular region that have been there for years, and you're pulling it down, and you're contending for the faith in the spirit. That's what intercession is. And not only that, you see the manifestations and you feel the manifestations in your body.
Yes.
So yeah.
Woo. That's good. And listen, we tired. And we tired. but also knowing that you are called.
Absolutely.
I love it. So, you know, as you think about your journey, right, how has discovering your call to intercession really shifted or changed that journey?
For me, it has made my journey so much easier as a Black woman, because I feel us Black people, but more so Black women, we have this savior superwoman complex. Like, we have to fix everything, have an answer for everything, be better than, look, feel, whatever the case is. And we just have to know, we have to have an answer for everything. And so me knowing who I am in God and what an intercessor is, I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I'm not as strong as my facade, but I take solace in the fact, and I have confidence in the fact that I have a connection with the one who does. As an intercessor, you have unlimited access to the Father.
Come on.
So that has helped me.
I'm about to start speaking in tongues. Hear that? I won't shake it.
That has helped me on my journey with God, knowing that I have unlimited access to the one who not only created me, but created all things for himself. So if I'm feeling like I'm in a bind or something is going on, as an intercessor, you can feel when the atmosphere has shifted. You can feel where there's tension. I was like, okay, God, what's going on now? And I go right to my Father, just like me and you're talking. I go right to him. I go, what is this? What is going on? God, you said that you would do this. God, you said X, Y, and Z. I need you to do this. And because I know that not only God is with me, but that he endorses me, that has shifted my entire life. Knowing that I am not alone, that he's with me, that I have unlimited access to him, and that he said that if you ask anything in my son's name, I'll do it. And so that has shifted my entire retrospect on life, period.
Yeah. Listen, let me just say that you're preaching. I'm over here in the spirit. I feel the presence of God. I'm ready to go when the prayer starts speaking in tongues. I'm talking about I have unlimited access. That's like, it reminds me of my statement when I'm like being really, really bold in the spirit. I'm like, I got all of heaven back in me. Like, you can't come against me, enemy. Woo!
you know, being an intercessor, you know, takes time and practice and things of that nature, right? And most people who are intercessors have a call to intercession, right? But if you think about any person, you know, who is praying for others, what might be some techniques, any practical techniques that you would say are beneficial when learning to be an intercessor or to intercede on others' behalf?
Well, one thing that I will always say is if you're praying for somebody, especially somebody that you know, you can't go in with your emotions. You have to completely
disconnect
emotional. And that's the thing that I feel like is a problem with the church. We get so caught up in emotionalism that we miss what God is saying in the moment. And then we pray. And then because what we pray don't match up to what God is doing, we'd be like, God, what's going on? Well, why did you know? Because you was in your emotions, baby. Get out your emotions. It's not personal. It's kingdom. I always tell people it has nothing to do with nothing personal. It's kingdom. It's for the advancement of kingdom. So if you are called to intercession, regardless of what you know, you have to be able to separate what you know from what God is saying and what God is showing you pertaining to that person, that individual, the situation, whatever the case is. So that's the first thing. Separate yourself emotionally. The Bible says, know no man after the flesh. It don't matter what you know in that aspect. What is the spirit of the God revealing in that moment? Even as you pray and you go to the Father, you release it. You don't go to him and pray and take it back with you. Now you heavy, you can't sleep, you got headaches, you wonder why you aggravated, you irritable. And no, because you, when you took it to him, you didn't leave it there. Woo. He said, take upon my yoke, learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We're not built to carry stuff like that. That's why he says, bring it to me. I'll bear it. That's what Jesus did on the cross. He bared it and he continues to bear it at the right hand of the Father because he is the chief intercessor. So that's the thing that I had to learn through trial and error coming up in ministry in my 20s, figuring out what an intercessor was at the age of 25, and then really trying to go my way and figure out how to really be effective as an intercessor. Because that's like, oh, you just pray, you just intercede. No, but it has to be a strategy to this. Like, you just can't tell me to go pray for somebody and pray to God. Then I sit here, I just pray for somebody who's battling suicide. Now I feel like I'm about to lose my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you have to be able to separate what you know, what you feel. Then once you take it to God and you pray whatever the Lord tells you to pray, you have to leave it there. Have confidence that God has heard you and that he has stepped in and he has intervened, because we only can do what we can do. At the end of the day, God, he does it. He manifests his glory. He manifests the answer. So it's not us. But I know that when we get caught up in it emotionally, we try to make stuff come to pass.
My God.
And then we end up making the situation worse.
That's a word.
So I learned that through error. So I'll tell people, don't do that.
Wow. So that's a really, really good practical tip, though. So, you know, separate it from your emotions, because being an intercessor doesn't mean using what you know, while you're in prayer. It's really using what God tells you, right? I took an intercessor's class and with Broderick McBride, and one of the things that he calls it, he always says, it's intel. You wait for Holy Spirit to give you intel. You don't go in with, you know, everything that you know. Separating your emotions and then leaving it at his feet. Don't walk away from the prayer room with all of these things on
still
you.
Holding on to all this baggage.
Yeah, those are so, so good. Yeah. Wow. Because sometimes you don't even realize how much stuff you're actually carrying, you know, from other people as you're praying for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's good. I think this is a good time to take a break and just remind you that if you're listening to this podcast and you are loving what you hear, to go over to Apple, go over to Spotify, go over to whatever podcast platform you're listening to right now and rate this podcast. Come on, y'all. I need some fives. I need 5 stars. So rate the podcast. Put a review in. Let me know what you're thinking, because that is how this podcast will rise to the top. And I seek to be amongst the number one players. So please go ahead, rate, review, subscribe, and share. Thank you. Wow. Wow. So at Spirituality, we are all about, you know, really increasing our spiritual maturity, right? So how has being an intercessor increased your spiritual maturity?
By being an intercessor, understanding that you have to possess certain characteristics and traits, which is in all of us anyway. But if you don't stir your fruit of the spirit, you kind of, you know, stay stagnant. But being called to intercession, there are certain things you just, your heart, you have to almost, it's like you have to live a consecrated lifestyle. I'm not saying that, oh, you can't go hang out with friends and family and watch TV and things of that nature, but certain things you just can't do. You just can't get caught up in. And by me knowing the walk that God has called me to, a lot of things that people won't recognize or see, I'm able to see it from afar off. Not only that, when stuff happens, like when COVID happened, it didn't affect me like that. Because I was in a place where, God, whatever happened, as long as you with me, I'm good.
Yeah.
I know what you said concerning me. I don't care what the media say, what the news say, what the president's saying. But I know what you promised me.
I love that, because it's like you were already tuned in. I'm like, yes, for the people who were already tuned in, we're good.
Yes, God had already told me at the end of last year, he said that this is about to be a shift. And things are about to get worse. I said, okay, but nevertheless, you made some promises to me. Because at this time, I still was pregnant with my last baby. I still was pregnant. I was 6 months pregnant. I said, I don't care what's about to happen. This is what you told me. You're my father and I'm your daughter. So I'm holding you accountable to what you said. And that's the type of boldness that God wants us to have as intercessors. He said, come boldly before my grace, before my throne of grace with mercy. That's what we have to do. And when you truly know who you are, you're able to walk in this place of maturity.
Yes.
And not only when it comes to prayer, but just your lifestyle in general.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, whew. Okay. Being spiritually mature really takes a level of knowing where you are in Christ. So like you said, that identity really. And then too, living a consecrated lifestyle. I'm so glad you addressed that. God is going to have me do an episode about what being saved, because I was called saved at one point, but it's really about your lifestyle, right? It doesn't mean, like you said, it doesn't mean you have to give everything up, but you do have to be in a place where you are communing with God on a regular basis and being consecrated. So I love that. Did y'all hear it? Did y'all take a notes? Because that is how you become, you know, mature, as well as, of course, producing the fruit, like you mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. When you think about, you know, building relationship, because that's what prayer does. It builds our relationship with God. And so when you truly love someone, whatever they require you to do, you do it to keep the relationship healthy. So prayer is communication. So as we're speaking, God talks back. So he's like, okay, I understand. Here are your requests, but here are mine. Don't know how God deals with y'all, but that's how he deals with me. As I go with my petitions and my supplications before the Lord, he has requests as well. He said, okay, well, I hear you, but these are my requirements. This is what I need you to do in this season.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay, God.
Listen, I always say, you come up with an assignment every time.
Like, okay, well, God needs you to help me, because, you know, this ain't going to be easy. But however, I'm going to be willing and obedient. I'm going to be willing and obedient, but I'm going to need your help. And that's okay. So when it comes to being spiritually mature, and for those who say that they are, God is going to call you to a certain realm and a certain place to where things are just not that they're bad. They're just not beneficial to your walk. They're no longer beneficial to your journey, be it, you know, friends, family, career choices. Whatever the case is, like everything that I thought that I would be doing right now, I'm not doing it. I'm doing something totally different. Like God did a 180.
Wow.
I'm like, how did I get here? I'm talking about relationships, the city I stay in, the career, everything is different. Everything is different because I told God yes.
Wow. Change everything.
Everything.
Mm. That's good. We can talk so much more about that because good gracious. Wow. Yeah. Well, if you think about your journey, I'm trying to think about that journey again. In what areas of your spirituality have you grown the most?
What I would say, I would have to say, that's a good question. I can honestly say that it's been almost in every area. Because when you truly have relationship with God and you come into agreement with what he says about you, You can't stop evolution. You cannot stop from evolving from where you once were to where God is calling you. So my communication has changed. And I can say, honestly, no, this is what it is. My love, the way I love people.
Wow.
That has That's changed good. Because I don't know about y'all, but when I got saved, you know, I start looking at people like, oh, you do that. Oh, I can't be, you know, you have, this, when you first get saved and you're unlearned, you're ignorant. You almost like you walk in like a sense of self-righteousness, almost like you're a little bit better Ooh. Than other people. But I'm like, wow. I'm crazy. And I was just doing that last year. Who am I to judge them? So my compassion and my love towards people has grown tremendously. Things that that used to like bother me or move me, don't move me anymore. Like, wow. I know in that moment, God, no, they need the love of God. They need compassion. They need somebody to be what I didn't have. So that's my whole goal now, is to be to somebody what I wish I would have had in that time of my life. Instead Ooh. Of looking down and judging and beating them down and casting them out and calling and like throwing them away and rejecting them. No, loving on them and accepting them where they are, but be willing to walk them through their journey. And then whatever God say, cut it off, or well, that's all I need you to do, then you do that, and to God be the glory. So that's definitely awesome. My compassion and my love towards mankind, sure. whether people are saved, they're not, people need compassion, they need love.
Yeah My guys, even as you were speaking, I began to hear a question, like, you know, to ask you, and you kind of went there. But even as that that 20-year-old female or male, you know, who is just getting saved, who is realizing that, you know, all right, I'm ready to do this thing right, what would you say to them? Like, what is your message to them if they're listening to this podcast on today?
I would say definitely congratulations on having a made up mind. That's the first thing. A lot of people have said that they love God and have been struggling in their mind with what they go do. So congratulations for having a made up mind. Second thing, give yourself grace. This thing is a marathon. It is not a sprint. So you don't have to have everything figured out the first day. Mistakes will be made. There will be things that you don't understand. And the things that you don't understand, God cannot hold you accountable to knowing how to do it if you don't understand it. So that's what I would tell a person who's just coming to God, who's really trying to truly live this thing and be sincere. Give yourself grace and give yourself time to learn and truly grow and to mature. When we think about it, God said that we're like trees planted by the rivers of righteousness. So if we're a tree, well, first we start off as a seed. When you think about it in that aspect, it takes time to grow. So give yourself grace, give yourself time and the opportunity to grow. If you make a mistake, it's okay. But the Bible says in Romans 8:1, there is no condemnation. Yes. To those who are in Christ Jesus. And don't allow nobody to make you feel bad about your mistake. It's a mistake. You prayed to God, you repented. God said, okay, come on, let's keep going.
Let's go.
give yourself grace. And when you truly give God that, yes, the dynamics of some of your friendships and relationships are going to change, because everybody's not going to accept the new you, but that's okay. Don't worry about them. Keep going with God.
That's good. Come on. Yeah. Listen, let me tell you something about Janetta. She is not playing any games on today. And she's just dropping these gems and laying it out. Like, listen, I'm just going to keep it real on here.
That's all I can do.
I love it. You are giving us all, listen, all the gems, okay? You hashtag preaching on the love. So if you think about your season, you know, I love to ask people about their seasons, because I feel like, you know, God could be teaching you something in your season that could mean something to me on a season later. You know, just, it's really important to me to talk about seasons. What is one word that describes what God is teaching you in this season of your life?
Endurance.
Ooh, that's good.
And endurance. Endurance. The Bible says that those who endure to the end shall be saved. Like I just stated not too long ago, that this is a marathon. It is not a sprint. And the Bible says, after you have done the will of God, you have need of patience. And for me, well, early on in my walk with God, I would go to God like, God, I'm doing this, 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 and that. Why aren't you doing this, 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 and that? And he's like, you have need of patience. God loves us too much to give us everything at one time, because he know that we can't handle it. Even though we say, God, I'm ready, I need this, he know, no, you're not gonna have good stewardship over this. So before I allow you to fumble the bag, if you will, that's the word we use, before I allow you to fumble this blessing, let me just hold off and take you through some things through this process to make sure that you are spiritually mature to receive what you're asking for. I know that I'm in a season of endurance. Nothing about this year has been comfortable for me. As a matter of fact, when I had my baby this year, I physically died. I flatlined, and God brought me back.
That's
like a whole nother story. I won't even get into that. But God showed me why he allowed to happen what happened. And it's just a part of my story. It's a part of my process. But it's endurance. Everything that has happened from point A to point B to point C to point D, it's been endurance. If I could say that I've been tried on every hand, and this don't even have nothing to do with the pandemic. Even I think if the pandemic would have even been in play, the same thing would have still been the same thing. Endurance. That's why my prayer life is where it is, because I had to endure hardness as a good soldier. I had to endure. God said, "Don't worry about that. Don't say that. Don't try to take up for yourself. Don't give. Just endure. I got you." Said, because when it's over and it's said and it's done with, they go know that the hand of God is on your life. Those who didn't believe, they go know there's still a God in the land that's blessing his people, that's healing, that's saving, that's delivering, and that's resurrecting. Woo. So I said, okay.
That's good.
It's been endurance. I'm just enduring right now. I'm enduring.
Well, I can't wait until you tell that story, because good gracious. Wow. Talking about resurrection, my Lord. Yeah. So y'all, endurance in this season, that this thing is a long game, you know, and having that strength and stamina is so, so, so important. My Lord. You are a whole powerhouse. I love it. I love it when you put your preacher videos up. Y'all, I will tag everything in the show notes, but I definitely want Janetta to share everything about where she can be found on, you know, social media, as well as anything that you're doing, any products or services, anything that you have.
Hey, you guys. Well, my name is Janetta M. Prendergast. So if you go to like Facebook or Instagram, that's my name, Janetta M. Prendergast. You can find me there. My website is janettaprendergast.com. I'm also on Twitter. I am Janetta Marie. Outside of being an intercessor, I'm a wife, a mother, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a mentor. So I do have products in my online store. We sell statement t-shirts, the hoodies. We sell ebooks, prayer journals, faith devotionals. So I just try to be, like I said earlier, what I didn't have coming up in ministry, coming up in my walk with God, especially being a woman. And at the time when I was coming up in ministry, I was a single woman. And, you know, I don't know what it is about how the church, how they treat single women. It just don't sit well with me. So I just always said that I wanted to be that woman, or just being that person, period, that I didn't have. And so God has kind of used me as a midwife to help women who are in transition in their journey. So yeah, definitely look me up. I'm also on YouTube, Janetta Prendergast. Look me up, message me, let's connect, and let's advance the kingdom of God.
Yes, come on now. I'll make sure I put all of the links in the show notes. This has been amazing. I love when I connect with good kingdom women. It's just something about it that's so inspiring, you know, as we see and watch the journeys, you know, and to hear a word, you know what I mean, that lights me up in the inside. I'm like, it's so good. Listen, y'all go and follow her, because listen, let me just tell you, she is posting these messages and these snippets. This is all she's giving us, is snippets. Are there longer ones on YouTube?
It's on my YouTube channel.
Okay, so that's where I need to go.
Yeah, Janetta Prendergast.
Okay, all right. So the longest sermons are on YouTube, y'all. We are going to check that out, all right? So we need to move on to the A. This application is so important, because listen, if you're going to intercede, then that means you need to have some instructions about some things to try. So let's move on to the A.
All right, we made it to the A. Wasn't that good? I love how she is just so real and just gives it to us straight, okay? Listen, this is what we need in life. Someone to just let us know what the Bible said in a straight way that we can understand. That's the whole goal of this podcast. Listen, as I prayed about what God wanted us to do, what the application would be for this episode, one of the things that I heard first was that, you know, go back to the heart work, go back to, you know, checking your heart. It's so interesting because as I work with spiritual consultant clients, I love, love, love every spiritual consultant client, but almost every one, God gives some heart work. Like give something for them to do, right? So we might be talking about their business. We're talking about them gaining clarity of what's next. And one of the things that God always does is that, you know, give them something, you know, for them to work on for themselves. And so whether it's a book recommendation or, you know, him really digging in and showing me, you know, a problem that they hadn't necessarily addressed yet, it always starts with the heart, okay? And so will this application. Let's get our hearts right. The first step in this application is to check your heart. I want you to ask God to show you your heart. God, show me my heart. Are you pleased with it? Woo! Is God pleased with your heart? Is God pleased with what's being produced in your heart, from your heart? One of the things that Jonetta said was that we have to be careful that we can't come into prayer and intercede for someone with our own thoughts and our own agenda. We got to leave all that stuff to the side. And that all starts in your heart. So check your heart. All right. That's the first step. The second step is asking God, what system of the world are you called to? Listen, we have all been assigned to a system of this world, and I want you to operate in that system and pray for that system. Can I just say that when I started praying for my system of the world, I automatically thought that it was mental health. And I thought it was mental health because I've been a therapist for years and years and years, and I've been helping people heal. Well, one of the things that God showed me is that I was called to the music industry. I was like, what? Literally. And I started praying. I saw one of my friends and his band, and I prayed for his band. And I started to realize that there's a connection between the music industry and ministry to mental health. And so God began to show me those things. I would have never guessed that on my own, but he showed me that. So ask God, what system of the world am I called to? Once you figure that thing out, once God downloads it to you in prayer, you should start praying for that system of the world on a regular basis. You should start learning that system. You begin to have the words and the knowledge about that system because you are familiar with that system. All right. It's just like someone in education. I might pray, Lord, you know, thank you so much for the education system. I thank you that, you know, people get grants and scholarships, but someone else might pray. They might pray very specific prayers. Someone who is called to the healthcare industry, or specifically, let's just say, you know, lungs, might pray differently, are going to pray differently than what I would pray. I don't know as much about it, but if it's your system, you're going to learn the specific words that go along with that system. So I want you to pray about the system that you are called to so that you can begin to learn that system even the more. And your prayers will be very specific when you pray about that system. Okay. And third step in this application is based on the 12 types that I shared with you, based on the 12 types of intercession or intercessors, what type do you identify with? Could you see yourself in one of those systems? Is that something that, you know, you can identify with? I want you to write those things down and begin to notice, you know, when you're responding and praying for that system, all right, that type of intercession. As God shows you more and begins to, you know, download more, write these things down, because as you begin to pray, because you know to pray about it now, you are going to learn more about the type of intercessor that you are, okay? All right, y'all. Go get them. So just as we end every episode, we just want to end in a word of prayer. So Father God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, God, for this episode. God, I thank you now, God, for your intercessors. Father God, I thank you that something that has been said today, oh God, has shaken up the spirit realm, oh God, has shaken us in the natural, oh God, has shaken us in such a way, oh God, that we move forward, God, knowing who we are called to pray for, what system we have been called for. Lord, I thank you now, oh God, that you're downloading new assignments in the spirit realm for us to move forward into. Baba, I thank you for everyone who has a prayer on their heart, who has a system on their heart, who has a people group on their heart, oh God, who has prophetic insight and foresight. Father God, I thank you now, oh God, that we are rising up, oh God, and we're responding to the call to intercede for different things, including politics and the world and different groups of people, oh God. Father God, I thank you that you have already given us power. You have already given us dominion. You have already given us authority, oh God. And we take that back right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you are powerful and you have bestowed that power upon us, oh God, when you gave us the keys. And Father God, I thank you now, oh God, that you are Jehovah, you are Yahweh. God, you are the light that we are following, oh God. So at any time that you say go, oh God, we are ready to move. Father God, I thank you for anyone, oh God, who is questioning if they have that type of power, oh God, who is wondering what they can produce. Father God, I thank you now, oh God, for showing them in prayer that they can pull things down, oh God, that they can literally reach, literally reach up, oh God, and begin to pull it down. Father, I thank you for the people in their lives, oh God, that they're connected to, the people that they'll begin to pray for, not short and quick prayers, oh God, but ones that are very specific to the needs of that person. Father God, I thank you for the intel. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you that you're sending things right now, oh God, into our minds and our hearts and our spirits, oh God, that we might call forth into the earth. Lord, I thank you that we are creators and we're in the creative class, oh God. And Father, I thank you that as we move forward, learning more and knowing more about intercession, oh God, that we'll be intentional and we'll be purposeful in our prayers. Father, thank you for the assignment. Thank you for the application, God. Show us our hearts. Lord, help us forgive. Help us walk in freedom, oh God, and that our hearts, oh God, aren't full of gunk and things that have happened to us, Lord, but they are free, free, God, so that we might move forward in the things that you have called us to do. Father, thank you for being you. You are everything we need. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you again for tuning in. I am so excited about what God is doing in the lives of everyone that is connected to spirituality. It is because of you that this podcast is prosperous. Speaking of prosperous, if you would like to sow a seed into spirituality or Dr. LaTanya Moore, feel free to send it via Cash App at the Dr. Moore. That's at T-H-E-D-R-M-O-O-R-E. I appreciate you so much for joining this journey with me. So follow the journey by hitting subscribe, share the podcast, and follow me on Instagram at TheDrMoore. You can also hit me up in, you know, my Gmail. Just send me an email at drlatanyamoore@gmail.com. If you are a faith-based entrepreneur, listen, I would love to partner with you. Send me a message and let's connect. This is about to be epic!